time, I'm going to go ahead and call the special meeting of the City Council to order. Madam City Clerk, if you could please call the roll.
Yes, Councilmember Chavez.
Present.
Deputy Mayor Gonzalez.
Present.
Councilmember Moreno.
Present.
Councilmember Preciado.
Present.
And Mayor McKinn.
Thank you very much. First, I want to thank all the council member and staff for being here. Originally, we weren't supposed to have a meeting, and I really appreciate you guys taking time out of your life to come down. I thought it was important, obviously, to get the show this employees association agreement signed, but also to be able to have our planning commission filled as soon as possible. So thank you very much. The item on today's special meeting is for interviews. We're going to fill the at-large vacancy on the planning commission. Madam Clerk, is there a presentation on this item?
No presentation, but I would like to provide a little bit of background and a description of the process. This vacancy is for one at-large seat on the planning commission. The seat was vacated by former Commissioner Max Baker, who served the maximum number of consecutive terms. The last term expired on June 30th, 2024. The application period for this vacancy was July 1st, 2023 to June 1st, 2024, and the application deadline was then extended to July 1st, 2024, and again to July 15th, due to only two applications being received during the original application period. The City Council and public were provided with the three applications that were received. The schedule for interviews, copies of applications, and the current roster have been provided for you. The process for full City Council interviews calls for members of the public to be afforded the opportunity to speak to the item prior to the commencement of the interview process. Following the public speakers, the City Council typically states the questions each will ask of each candidate and the order the questions will be asked. After all of the interviews, there will be another opportunity for public comment. Following public comment, the City Council will publicly deliberate and select one individual for each available position. The affirmative votes of at least three council members are required for the appointment. Our office will follow up with the candidates tomorrow to inform them of the City Council's decision, and this concludes my report.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, do we have any public speakers?
We have one. One public speaker. Robert?
Was there a way to decide whether it was for after or before those speech right here today?
This is before.
Yeah, was there a way I could do it after the speakers and everything? Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I had to put before or after on
yeah. That. So we have no speakers for the before the interviews, okay. But we'll have one speaker for after the interviews.
Okay. Robert, you can definitely speak after we do the interviews.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would now like to go around, and I will now ask council members to provide a question. Each one would like to ask each applicant. We want to make sure that you're asking the same question to each applicant to make sure it's there. And again, you can do a follow-up question, so if somebody has something interesting to say or something like that, we'll leave it a little flexible. Member Preciado, if you have a question you'd like to submit.
I think I'm like Robert. I want to go last, but I haven't picked my name.
Okay, well, Member Chavez.
I would like to ask them, what do you believe are the most pressing time and development issues facing our city today, and how would you address them?
Outstanding, I like that. Member Moreno?
I wanted to ask, what do you see as the difference in planning and development between West Philadelphia and East Philadelphia?
Excellent question. Member Gonzalez.
Say you believe the impacts of a proposed project are actually worse than what is stated. What are your options?
Another great question. I'm going to ask on how we can increase home ownership in the city of Chula Vista. And Member Preciado, do you have a question?
Okay, I'll do do you think it's important to have diversity represented in the planning commission? Why or why not? I know that all of them are district one or district two for some reason.
Sounds good. Okay. Madam Clerk, we're ready to proceed. Please invite the first candidate, which I have as James Smythe. Yes.
I have a question on the candidate. Application. So, for Kim Young, on the third page, this will be on the list, but on his resume, there's a 91909. That's maybe a typo.
Maybe a typo, or maybe it's a PO box, or it could be a wording error.
So truly, it's 91909.
Right. Yeah. Most likely, okay, we are ready.
One moment, she just wants to open.
And what we'll do is we'll give him, or we will give the member for the applicant, a member, a minute to do an opening. Then we'll go ahead and ask questions, and then give him a minute for closing. Does any council members have any questions? Is everybody okay with the project?
Okay.
Hey, hi James, how you doing? Go ahead and sit there or stand or whatever you'd like to do.
How are you?
Good. Great to see you. I really appreciate you being here for the interview today to fill the vacancy. What we're going to do is we're going to allow you to do a 1 minute opening. Then we're going to have each council member ask a question. We're going to have the same question for each applicant. And then you can have a 1 minute pitch. So do you have any questions?
Do I have any questions?
Yes.
No, I do not have any questions.
Right. Well, thank you for being here, and you can go ahead and start with your 1 minute opening.
So I've been living in the city for this in the early 80s. I worked with Swiftwater Authority, of course, yeah, you would know, for almost 37 years. I started with the engineering area, then I moved myself up all the way up to the general manager in my last 7 years at Swiftwater Authority. I just realized, by the way, on question 16 in my application, I have an error. It should be no instead of Hamul. I cannot explain other than the fact that we have some property out of Hamul, maybe my wife says something, and I wrote in Hamul, any of that. So I've been again a long time with Swiftwater Authority. Engineering-wise, did a lot with developers and development of the west side of Chula Vista, in addition to National City and Bonita. And then as I moved up into management, again, still part of the things that went on with development. So my mantra, now that I'm retired, is to give back and to serve. And actually, I had just 1 minute.
Yeah. No, keep going.
Okay, so my mantra again is to serve, and that's what I want to do. I want to give back to the community. Now, again, I've been retired for 7 years. I have a lot of flexibility, of course, being retired. I do a lot of things with my church, a lot of things, including going to Africa, helping with clean water in Rwanda, helping anybody in the church. So again, that's my mantra, serve. I want to give back. I had this on my bucket list just before I retired to get on a commission, and I saw it back then. It was this fall, and then I moved over and I saw it opening at the elementary school district pond oversight, so I was on that for a couple of years. And then life got a little bit, you know, to the point where I kind of forgot about this, and then I saw the vacancy and I got myself back in. So that's where I'll stop.
Thank you for applying. We really appreciate you being here. We'll go ahead and start with the first question, and we'll go ahead and start with the council member, Preciado.
Do you think it is important to have diversity represented in the Planning Commission? And by diversity in this instance, I mean diversity of areas in terms of City of Chula Vista, District 1, District 2, District 3, District 4.
So I guess I should have said at the beginning my hearing, and so it would be helpful when you look, when you talk. So I didn't pick up the last part.
So I was reading, so let me enunciate a little louder. Do you think it's important to have diversity represented in the Planning Commission in terms of where you live? So the Commission has a majority of divisions, City Council District 1 and City Council District 2 residents. I'm just wondering if you believe it might be important to have voices representing District 3 or 4.
Well, I'm all for diversity of thought, of education, of background, of that. Now, I'm not really clear on your question in terms of diversity, because are you expecting this person is out in the field to understand what is needed in terms of other districts besides 1 and 2? Is that what I understand? Okay. Well, I would leave it to the council in terms of if you want a diverse type of person, I would leave it to you. What I'm saying is, I believe I'm very diverse in terms of my thinking, my understanding, my background, where I was born and raised in San Diego, went to Crawford High School. I've been around a lot of diversity, so I think I understand it. And then first, of course, seeing the Sweetwater and seeing the types of development, I think I understand diversity, but I'm not sure I'm saying that diversity in terms of development really isn't anything in terms of diversity. I just want to make sure everyone in the community is satisfied with what is provided. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. Thank you. Member Thomas.
I'm going to try and see you.
Thank you.
What do you believe are the most pressing planning and development issues facing our city today? And how would you address them as a planning commissioner?
Well, one of them is ADUs. That was something that, of course, when I was in Sweetwater, it came into being, and it really made it an issue with water service. I won't go into that. The ADUs, I would hope that the ADU, I understand we need housing. The country still listed, it's everywhere. But I would also hope that it would keep some character in the community and not to be able to facetious or not to point a bunch of units in the backyard and you kind of lose that character. So I think there's a need. I think that's pressing. But I hope as a planning commission makes recommendations to council that it keeps some integrity of the neighborhood with its style, architecture, et cetera, the parking, all of that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great to see you. As a planning commissioner, what do you think the city can do to increase home ownership? I know we want to help with affordable housing, but I really love it when we can have affordable home ownership.
Well, it sounds like something for the federal government or the state government to try to help with just the cost of living. I mean, in order to have affordable, either the city or the state or the feds have to provide some subsidy of some sort. Or on the other side, or combination with, do you need to have wages, et cetera, that would come up. Now, from a planning commission perspective, I guess I can't think quickly as to how I, as a planning commissioner, could help with that. I have to think more on that one, Matt. I'm a little stumped on that.
No worries. Yeah? I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Member Gonzalez.
For Jim or James?
Either.
Mrs. Martin. Say you believe some of the impacts of a proposed project are actually worse than what is stated. What do you think your options are?
Worse than?
You think the impacts of this project are worse than what is stated?
What is stated, meaning in the environmental impact report or?
Publicly stated.
And so I'll make an assumption that we're still talking about in the planning phase, and staff has brought something up. So I'll just go on this round. Staff has brought up some issues that they believe may occur. It's not written in their documents. I would want to make sure that staff is providing all of the information so that we can make some best use of that plan. And we don't have unintended consequences. That's what I would want to make sure. So again, if they're going to bring that to the commission to say, we see this, this, and this, it's not what the developer is saying, that I would be in support of saying, okay, we need to address that, and we need to see if we can mitigate that so we can keep the development moving.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Member Moreno.
What do you see as the difference in planning development between West Chula Vista and East Chula Vista?
I was talking to someone the other day about that. Of course, spending almost 37 years on the west side, I lived over here for quite a bit before I moved to the east side. Well, what I see is the specific over here on the west side for development of Curtisco Vertical. This is an urban core. I have not looked at the urban core plan recently, but back then I saw we have to go vertical in terms of developing over here. East side started with Moran, and you can see from that authority. West side is trying to change. Well, we're trying to find how we can get more people. So if you had development occurring near the rails, so if you have businesses on the bottom, residential on the top, it's certainly different. You know what? One of the things also is schools. Chula Vista High School, Chula Vista Middle, Castle Park, and then I think of some of those schools. Those areas are going to have more people. What is this going to happen with the schools? And that is a big concern if we were here as opposed to over there, where again you have raw land and you can build much differently. So I think there's more challenges, I guess I'm saying. There's more challenges over here on the west side than on the east side. And I think there has been.
Great. I really appreciate your answers. And again, you're right. There are different challenges on our older communities and our newer communities. With that, I'll give you a 1 minute closing.
All right. So, again, as I mentioned earlier, I'm retired, so I don't really have any potential work conflicts. The other two applicants, we've worked, if I said that correctly, so I don't have those types of conflicts. I tend to bring a broad experience beyond just being a civil engineer, which I still am a civil engineer in terms of licensing. And I have a strong interest in city development because, again, I've been part of this for a long time. And again, as I mentioned earlier, I would like to look at highest and best use. I'm going to come in and look at highest and best use for that land. And let's try to make sure that the commission, which of course is the council, gets all the information and let's really ask the questions and make sure we're fully covered. So we don't have these unintended, again, consequences where, again, there's not enough parking. I guess that'd be one example. Or just building way too many ADUs on one street. And it's just kind of ruining the character. So that's my conclusion.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate your time, and thank you very much for applying.
You bet.
And go ahead, and we're going to interview a couple more folks, and then after that we'll make a decision, and then tomorrow the clerk will notify you of who the winner is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Does anybody else need a chair? We can roll it right now.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing
very good. Thank you for being here. Thank you very much for flying today. I really appreciate everybody for being here and wanting to serve our community. The process will be, you'll have a 1 minute opening, then each of the council members will ask you a single question. They're asking each applicant the same question to keep it fair, and then you'll have after that a 1 minute closing. Do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and start off and we'll give you a 1 minute opening.
Okay, well, thank you for the opportunity. John, but it's a pleasure to be here today. I
I was born and raised in Chula Vista. Been here 6 decades now. And,
where'd you go to high school?
Hilltop. I have been 75. I'm also a business owner. I'm an architect. Licensed in 2 states that primarily operate here in California, and specifically Chula Vista, the greater San Diego area. I've done an extensive amount of projects here in our city, as well as around the county. I've reached a point in my career where, I kind of semi-retired, and I thought it might be a nice opportunity for me to give back to our community and help any way I could if the opportunity presents itself. So I'm just looking for an opportunity to be of service. I think Planning Commission is a good role. I served on other commissions in the past with the previous mayors and council members. I wasn't helping. I've seen a few come and go, and I'm just glad to be here, and I appreciate you giving me a call and giving me a chance to answer your questions. I look forward to, maybe serving with you. That would be nice.
Well, we appreciate you being here. The first question will come from Member Preciado.
So as President, most of the members of the Planning Commission live in District 1 or District 2. Do you believe it's important to have diversity of perspective, at least from a regional point of view, within the city?
Well, I think representation is important. Sure, you've got, the second largest city in the county. You've got to be well over 200,000 by now. I don't know the population.
280 right now.
280, there you go. Across the board, representation is always important. I think I'm in District 2, and I don't know that that plays one way or the other. I don't really think that way, per se. As a planning commissioner, I'm here to serve the city. Not as an elected official, I'm not here to represent necessarily District 2. That's council's job, I believe, anyway. And I hope that answers your question.
It does. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Member Chavez.
First of all, thank you for being here.
Yes, of course.
And what I want to ask you is, what do you believe are the most pressing planning and development issues facing our city today, and how would you address them at the time?
Oh, my, that's a good question. To be perfectly honest, I'm not really current with all the major planning projects that might be going on in the city. I know Bayfront is there, and I'm really excited to see that go on. Largest undeveloped section of Bayfront property in the state of California, as I recall.
And it's been a long time ago.
The whole West Coast.
Yeah, the world.
Well,
not the world. I was just adding.
I remember when it was all the streets, when I was a boy. Interstate 5 was just about 2 lanes, I used to get my hair cut in Tijuana when I was a boy. My dad was in the Navy. So, yeah, I've seen a lot of that day. I watched Otay Ranch grow. I mean, when I was a boy, it was cows and pasture land, quite literally. And we would go fishing in Otay Lake, right nearby. There was no training center. There was no Olympic Parkway. There was no 805. I watched 805 be constructed when I was in Hilltop High School. So, getting up to speed on maybe what others might consider the most pressing current needs in our community would be a process for me. As a commissioner, I think I could contribute from a professional perspective in evaluating plans and designs, density, heights, colors, textures, materials, traffic is always an issue, I believe. Housing is probably an issue around the state. We agree with that a lot, but I think there are vehicles and methods in place to address the issues. I think as an architect, I might bring a unique perspective as I've contributed to a dominance of West Side, if I might say West Side development. I know we don't really like the West Side, East Side thing, but it was a dividing line as the city grew east. And I live on the West Side. I love the West Side. If anyone's ever represented, he might be able to. So I would evaluate projects on a professional level. And if any of my projects came up in front of them, I'm sure I'd receive myself. To not be biased, but
we can help you with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. So I'm not sure if that answers all your questions, but given enough time and effort, I think my expertise would pan out in a good, beneficial way for the city as a whole.
As a planning commissioner in the city of Chula Vista, we're trying to be able to increase the number of affordable home ownership. There's a lot of talk about affordable housing, but I really want to be able to push affordable ownership. What is your perspective, and how do you think the city could do a better job at increasing home ownership?
Wow, that's a powerful question. That's open for a lot of debate. As an architect, I would have a perspective. As a homeowner myself, I would have a perspective. I think as a homeowner, you know, kids, my kids, our grandkids, they have a tough today. You know, price of housing is very, very expensive. I know my stepson and his wife and our grandkids, they wouldn't be in the home they were if it weren't for me and my wife, you know, supporting them financially. So, you know, I mean, we don't want to get into interest rates and all that other side of things. From an architectural perspective, affordability is a challenge. And I have my opinion, and I don't know if this is the place to voice it or not, but so that you can know who I am, I suppose it might be appropriate. But I think regulations are a deterrent, not to say good development. I didn't like fees and timelines and some of the crushing effect on the price of a permit. I can tell you that my clients pay a lot of money to get a permit in the city. I don't know where we stand statistically in the county, but I've been told we're the most expensive permit in the city, I mean in the county. That's a lot of permitting questions, a lot of agencies. Sometimes we have to fight to get some fees back off a little bit on nonprofits. Probably the 1C3s that don't deserve that kind of gift fees. Where does that money go? Why is it being paid? And how is it being utilized? And where's the audit? And, you know, a lot of questions out there in our community about why do things cost so much? I think it could start with regulatory agencies. You know, as opposed to interest rates and cost of lumber and cost of labor and cost of concrete and make profit and, you know, all these other things that go along with construction. Time is another issue. I would contribute to that. Time. Why does it take so long for a review to take place? Why does it take so many staff hours to process a 6-unit apartment complex? Why did it take me 2 years? 2 years to get design review approval for a 6-unit apartment. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of time, it's a lot of mortgage payments, and then when the person gets on the market, developers aren't going to lose money. I think agencies need to somehow wrap their heads around that and get a grip on the fact that a developer's not going to lose money. They're not going to lose money, they're not going to give away the projects. So we need to be wise. As a planning commissioner, we need to look at what are you doing, are you getting highest and best use, are you creating some open space? Yeah, that's all important. But are you creating a unit that is affordable? You can make subdivisions. Are you overbuilding for the community? We need to create affordability, not profitability.
Thank you very much. Good work, Dan Collins. Thanks again for being willing to serve.
Yes, you're welcome.
My question is, say you believe that some of the impacts of a proposed project are actually worse than what's been stated. What do you think your options are?
Well, I think I would have to voice a professional perspective first, because as a planning commissioner, I think objectivity is important. You know, fairness and equity are important, I mean, to all applicants. But if there's an impact that appears to me to be worse than what is maybe being defined by what you're suggesting, a staff report or something to that effect, or an applicant's findings. Okay, so there's an ambiguity in there. Okay, cool. I think there is a time and a place to give an applicant an opportunity to respond in a redesign, in a reconsideration, of maybe checking the map. Double-checking the ordinances, sometimes there's a lot of exceptions in our ordinances that a lot of people aren't aware of. And maybe there's a way to use some of those to make a better project than what they are currently aware of. And I would offer that. As an architect, I think that'd be a professional courtesy. As a citizen, you know, I would have to speak up from a personal level too, as a citizen and a registered voter in this fine city. In my history here, I've got children and grandchildren. One day I'll be gone, and there'll be their city to run. We need to look at some of these things now so that they don't feel the impact later. So voicing your opinion, giving options, being open and suggestive, I think, are important factors a planning commissioner could bring to the job.
Great. Thank you very much.
Member Moreno.
What do you see as the difference in planning and development between the West Chula Vista and the East Chula Vista?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I can, from professional experience, you know, the West Side, it's infill. You know, there is no, well, I don't know if there's no, but the open land is very limited on the West Side. You know, you're dealing with confinement. You know, we have a freeway, we have borders to the north and the south, and the rest of the west, we got the water. There's not a lot of way to go. Whereas in the east, there's still maybe spa land. I don't know what the terminology is nowadays in planning, but back when Duane and Ken used to be here when I was just a youngster, you know, Ozide Ranch was a huge vision. Well, there's still a lot of land out there. I think we still have a university site to be looked at. So there's a lot of opportunity out there where someone could present newer ways of thinking. You get in the west side, and that happens to be my specialty professionally. You know, you can only fit so many groceries in a 5-pound bag. You know, you can't, you know, you can go vertical, but then density, parking, height limit, view obstruction, even though we have urban core, you know, that encourages some height and some, there's some parking forgiveness, there's studies that can be done and pay for, you know, spaces kind of thing. The west side is, I believe, more challenging as an architect to get a client highest and best use and still, as a citizen, you know, maintain an atmosphere of what we want for our city. And that's something that I would get more of a feel for some of the planners. I don't know what some of our vision is for the city. I don't know what my vision for our city is, but maybe not coincide with planners. I don't know. Getting to know staff, reading the reports, getting some of their input, the other commissioners, see what their background is. We've all got a different perspective. But I think the west side needs some special focus. I just think it needs some sensitivity. I have a few projects right now on the west side, and they're in urban core, and they're in Palomar Gateway, and there's some other simpler things for ADUs and small lot subdivisions. And each one needs some special attention based on neighbors, density, parking, noise, animals, and industry. We're starting to crowd a lot of people into some small space, and we need to be careful with that. As a planning commissioner, I can contribute to some creative solutions.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, go ahead and we'll do a 1-minute closing.
Well, I'm a grandpa, and I'm proud of that. I'm a stage 3 pancreatic cancer survivor.
Congratulations.
And thank you, and I'm really happy about that. It's wonderful to be alive, I mean, quite literally. I share that with you again because life has taken on new meaning as I've aged and as I've experienced these types of things, these events. My personal time is very, very valuable. I have a 7-year-old grandson and his brother is 15. I want to watch them grow up and graduate. I go to their ball games. I do anything for them. So my time for them is really important. And yet I think I have a little bit in there to squeeze in some planning commission support. And it's 66, and I don't know what's left in front of me. There's probably fewer days than I had at 90, you know. But definitely in the second half, I would just like an opportunity to serve a little bit. I remember Dale, you know, the cannabis solicitor experience, and God bless her. They're by her park up there on East J Street. So Ken Lee, Luis Hernandez, some of these folks, Dwayne Basil. I mean, these are names that I grew up with. I cut my teeth with these folks. Carol Gove was our first female fire marshal. I had a heart attack, I'm not sure the title of it. I've seen Chula Vista grow a lot since I was a little boy, as a young entrepreneur, and now as an aging professional. I'd like to get a chance to give some back for a while. I think I've got a lot up here and a lot in here that could benefit the city with just a few years I might have left. And I'd like that chance very much.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate you taking the time to do the interview. My hope is that you'll live another 66 years, so you'll be here for at least till you're 132 years old.
I want to see Bayfront open.
Yeah.
I love it.
In 2025.
That's right. I feel pretty good about that.
The city clerk will contact you tomorrow to tell you what the results are with this. But thank you very much for the interview. I appreciate it.
Thank you all. It was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Hope I'm not keeping everybody from dinner, so.
Yeah, no. Thank you very much, Mr. Gentilepo, for being willing to interview. The process is that we're going to give you a 1-minute opening, then we'll have each council member go ahead and ask you a question. We're having all the council members ask the same question to each applicant to make sure it's fair, and then you'll have a 1-minute closing. With that, do you have any questions? Okay, Member Preciado, you can ask your first question.
Excuse me, I've been asking.
I'm sorry. You have a 1-minute opening.
Okay,
so let's go ahead and do that. And I apologize, Member Preciado.
If you want to go first, go ahead. I'm going to serve you. So.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mr. Champlain.
Okay. So I'm a South Bay guy. Born in Paradise Valley Hospital, lived most of the time in Jalisa. I carried my kids here through the elementary school, high school, two graduated from Chula High, and one from Hilltop. I very excited to be here because I once served for 10 years as a Board of Appeals for the Alcazan, served two city councils as well as two different mayors. And servitude is something that gave me pleasure because I'm so good at knowing that I help somebody else in this community. So I have 34 years of construction experience, 10 as aeronautics, 4 as a defense contractor, 15 of that I have top secret plans so I can keep secrets. That's fine. I worked for a firefighter for a short time, which is called Indian Reservation. Went through a home station one requirements. I'm also a member of the Chula Chamber of Commerce, where I saw it. So you and I saw Dave O'Meara as well as the mayor of the the wildfire event, the conversation in Philly. So at this point, I guess now that's my minute.
Thank you very much. Member Preciado.
I've been asking Rick Candidate if you believe it's important to have diversity of perspective from a regional point of view. City, a large city, more council districts, unique, and most of the representatives are in District 1 and from District 1 or District 2. So I think it's important to have diversity of perspective or where they live.
I believe that the diversity and inclusion is important everywhere. I think we need a little bit more focus on the west side from the city standpoint. The makeup for the last census, predominantly Hispanic, District 4 being more Asian, and so on and so forth. So, relevance to that, the representation amongst everybody in this room, I think is their distribution of that. And as far as location, I think open space is a very important part of the community's, during 2020, everybody was going nuts inside their house. So now these parks have been able to reopen. They just need to be, all inclusive as well as more dog parks are coming online. I think this new thing that I don't play is pickleball. But that took over tennis. So, I mean, that's pretty cool dynamic. But we need to be able to hopefully have those in all areas. I think the Gaylord project over here is an example of what's happening to our baseline. And that took a lot of work. It's union-based, but there's three unions. So, I've been in the Operator Engineers Union. I've been in the local 89 union. And while I was on the manager for that period of time, I was also in another union out of Detroit. It was industrial security. So, I think the union base is still falling off, but I think they need to put more focus on the apprenticeship program. Because whether it's even a non-union or union of the city, you're seeing a decline in trade-based applicants, and they're hard to find.
Yeah.
They're hard to find. So, I mean, when we can look at that commercial base, which brings most of the tax base into the city, also should be looking at, if they don't already, incorporating or doing collaboration sometimes for the capital improvements of the upgrades that we probably have on our books. Obviously, the 50 deferred to the developer to upgrade has already called and knowing that it has been for some time. But maybe it runs a little bit more seamless than other cities. And I'm not speaking poorly of any other cities, but.
That's okay.
My daughter, I'm about 30. And my daughter is just a contract manager called the Works at the City of St. Louis. First time in the state of Washington. My son serves in the military. My youngest daughter also is at Balboa in the Mountain Field. So I raise them all to help others so that hopefully we can sleep easy at night.
I appreciate very much your response to my question. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here and thank you for your time. And I just wanted to ask you, what do you believe are the most pressing planning and development issues facing our city today, and how would you address them as a planning commission?
Now, we're not going to solve all 5 million homes that we need for affordable housing today, but that's nationwide. What we have in the city today is a need for more affordable housing as well as, and I'm sure you're already working on the homeless situation with Governor Newsom's requests. And I think that we're up at the end of that is the new development for assistance and placement of homeless is probably a better representation of what other places are doing. Now, granted, being homeless isn't a crime. It's an inconvenience for some people, but it isn't a crime. What is a crime is when drugs are used and some other things. So if they don't want to be part of the program, well, they have a choice not to. For those who want to be helped, I will be that person helping them. And if it means giving them their fee, giving them some, social assistance of some type, that's a step in the right direction for sure. There's plenty of other groups that will bring, and it's just like housing, clothing, food banks. So I think we're kind of covered. I think I want to elaborate a little bit more. I left to go to Vegas for 3 years. Just where I came back, to Elizabeth, because it feels like home. I don't think really there's a better place. And in the direction of the city going, it says better than most. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. One of the challenges we have is affordable housing, but also I think the idea is I want to see more people have affordable home ownership. How would you, or what does the city need to do to be able to increase the home ownership opportunities in the city of Tourism?
Are these part of the board members sitting in?
No, they're not.
I don't want to speak out. I don't want to speak out of turn without them. You told me about that because then we'd be.
You're a great friend.
Yeah, always know who's behind you, right? Oh, by the way, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm back to the track, sorry there.
For the whole closure
system, I guess. Right now California has, and I don't know what right now our bank account looks like in Chula, but something very similar is a co-op share after the state came in with, where they would cover your down in principle as long as if you later time sold the property, you split that equity in. There's a lot of marginal people that really need that. My other side is normal. I mean, it's all crammed up into my house right now. And try to, you know, navigate through that. And I think maybe a co-op situation where we can get either tax credits or deferred, you know, down payment or financial assistance, and I'd have to have a partner with them would probably be much better from a couple of things.
Great answer. I'm going to work in college.
Thanks for being willing to share.
Good to see you again, too.
Likewise. And my question is, say that you believe some of the stated impacts of a proposed project are actually worse than what's been presented. What do you think your options are?
Well, there are 7 people on the commission, so it's just not my opinion that really counts. But I would like to say that with my, you know, 3 decades of experience, that I bring something to the group, and at the same time, I'm learning from the people that have changed it. After 32 years, and I stopped counting after a while, I would like to propose the strongest, with the least amount of risk management to the city, to propose all of this. I don't know how fast, and I think that a redefined look and a sharper, you know, opinion could save hundreds of millions of dollars. And when you're talking about an economy right now that we're just kind of upside down in, every penny counts. So I personally would bring it to my, you know, city committee and say, this is my opinion, what do you guys think? And here's the pros and the cons. But not to see in a risk situation that you would arbitrarily just go, this is a good idea. Because not all ideas are good ideas. But you're through, right? Pros, cons. I'm not going to always have last word with or nor. Are those people going to be in agreement with me? But as long as I did my best, hopefully that's all you would be asking of me.
Member Moreno.
So what do you see as the difference in planning and development between the West Chula Vista and East Chula Vista?
What's the difference in the planning?
In planning. Mm-hmm. Planning and development. Sir.
Well, right now we've got some great developers out in the east side, right, out toward the other side of the Book Island, going that way. And there's even affordable housing, too. I believe it's the 5% of the bills, it's the 10. I think we should raise it to 15. It is going to really excite too many people that, you know, putting it in a common sense focus is everybody wants to live better. We're all working hard to achieve that. We're all trying to be the best of, live our best lives, right? At the same time, other people are disadvantaged and don't have the opportunity to be there, to be that. You know. There's a lot of commercial building out here, but maybe with some, coercing or conversation, we can get those same developers to the west. But I think 50% is a bit of a stretch. If you get into much higher numbers, it might ruffle some feathers, but this economy, whether it's on this side or that side, it's not easy. Go to the grocery store, get murdered. You know, now we're talking about our insurance rate going up 54% by the end of the year. And that impacts everybody. It's not just, you know, somebody with a 6-figure salary or somebody making, you know, half of that, if not 30%. it impacts all of us. So I don't know if we set this building on the table and say, what kind of things that we're doing over there that we're doing here? You know, maybe even buy out some properties, city buy the properties, and do a leaseback program where you don't lose control of the property and still get what you need, you know, out of the bill, and then the developers get the rents. Something to think about.
Great. Thank you very much. Now we'll give you a 1 minute closing.
I really like this cool pit. Maybe I'll tell you that to them. But, I really think, you know, servitude is the key. Makes me sleep at night that I've contributed. I can, you know, make a magic wand happen and everything's going to be a paradise. But this city has and will always looking at in the best interest of its, you know, citizens. And obviously the citizens that are all voting new, so they're the best of the best. So I would like very much to be a part of that, a bigger plan. Got a little improvement plan, as I mentioned before, going anywhere from 2 to 5 to 10 years on the general plan as well as the specific plan. Sorry, I'm going to Brody, there's a unit outside. This one has longer than the debate. I didn't just study it.
That's right.
Otherwise, I'd have to get choked up if you want to hear me. There you go. Thanks.
You're fine.
I'll try to hurry up so we can get to dinner. Having said that, I really think that there's a strong budget. The development of the outside of the sewers, of our water, of our storm drain. We're getting a lot of potholes out here. I'm sure you're all getting phone calls about that. I think those things could be remedied with a much less heavy hand by inviting those developers back here. But I think what do we want the West to look like? You know, is it skyscrapers like New York, or you want townhomes that are affordable, people can go and go, I got a little something that I can be proud of, to take care of, then, you know, I don't have to be concerned about, you know, a lot of the crime in the city and some other things. So I guess that's pretty much it. I just wanted to have this opportunity to tell you what about me.
Sounds great. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to interview today. We really appreciate you. And the city clerk tomorrow will go ahead and contact everybody and tell everybody what the results are. And please have a good night. Thanks for your interview.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Good seeing you.
Well, that was our final candidate. Before we do deliberations, Madam Clerk, do we have any public speakers?
Yes, we do. We have two public speakers, Robert and Donna Black.
Hello, everybody. I'll try to speak up because I have a microphone right here. Of the candidates, what I did notice, right, I was taking notice to who said they left the city and was living somewhere else and then came back. And as far as I heard, it was the third candidate. He went to Las Vegas. And he's got a lot of open, he's not a bad candidate. He just has a lot of open ideas to all these things, right? Where I think the most focused candidate was the second guy from Chula Vista. He went to Hilltop, Tim. I think he had the relevant qualifications to our city specifically. Like the other guy, his relevance was major, big projects, huge government things and General Dynamics and all these other. But the other guy, he actually worked in Chula Vista on projects in Chula Vista. Sorry, I'm just trying to make sure I read my notes. One thing that stuck out with the first gentleman, he said it was a bucket list. And not that that's a bad thing, but the way that I took it was he was already on another council, right? And he wants to be on another one. The motivation to me is different than someone who's in the industry who's very specific to learning the things that, I mean, being an engineer doesn't mean you're an architect and all these other things, right? So I think that was just my best of listening. I didn't verify any of the businesses he worked for or nothing like that, but just sitting here and listening to what I heard right now, I think that Tim was the best candidate. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Just move the, put it on the wall there.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, you know,
apologize
for that.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt the phone call.
Hotel? Okay. As you know, the commission is a volunteer. And those people that are out there apply, they care for the city. That's why they're taking this time. It's not a paid position. And it's because they want to benefit the city, to some people in the city. I was a commissioner for two different commissions for two terms each. And I know that those members, they care for the community. And it, the way it sounds to me that you also, you hold the applicants to a higher standard than you are. See, as you call, you know, I'm just talking about Alonso. If you knew, yes, if you knew what you know about Alonso, why everybody knows Alonso, would you appoint him? Hold on. He really calls, you know, like I say, no, you ask too many questions, you meet too strictly as applicants who are volunteers. They volunteer at the time, unlike Alonso, he gets paid for it. So my question is, you know, be kind to the volunteers in and out in position. Take care for the community. Take care for the community, and like I say, that's our ethics. Simply because there's too much factor deal within you guys. You know who you are. You know, all you have to do is just do it in press. So what I'm talking about is give kind to whoever applies, whatever you decide to pick, but don't take it in a way where you all benefit from him or from him. And if you don't feel another benefit from him. So that's the important, you know, it is a volunteer position. They care for the city. They care for what they do. And you say, you know, I shouldn't turn it out. But again, I think I accomplish more by being a freelance. I own myself. I work with somebody else, you know, and being a commission, there's really a lot of rules and regulations within it's great. But you heard that they're still volunteers. And like I say, you know, if you know if somebody else in a volunteer has a certain background that I don't forget that you know about it, would you bother you appoint it? Of course not. Now my question is, why don't you remove it? He was appointed, he could be removed. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now that we've had the public speakers, we'll go ahead and do the council deliberation. And what I'm going to do is, before anybody has a motion, I'll go around and just allow everybody. And what I've done in the past is just sort of ask everybody a couple comments, but you know, maybe we'll lose their top candidate or top two candidates, and then we can see if we can form a consensus. So, Member Moreno, I'll let you be first. If we start it that way, and then we'll start with you.
All right. So we're doing comments and then our first two candidates?
Yeah. Comments first. First two candidates and comments, whatever's easier, but that's the synopsis.
Wow, that is really fast.
And you can do the only one candidate if you want to, or if you want all three, you can say all three, but we only have to have
for example, Charles, right, the third candidate. I really thought he was authentic. And, you know, I feel there's some space for him, but, you know, I thought he was great, and I really appreciate him coming in today. I think the other two candidates, had a little bit more experience to offer, and their questions, their answers, I mean, were a little bit more on task with the questions that we asked. I loved his energy. I loved that he was, you know, excited to be here, and I think There's some areas that I think maybe if he is part of other commissions and learns a little bit more, then maybe he would be able to be really great at this one. But I would want to vote for either James or Kingdom.
Okay, thank you. Whoever your thoughts.
The position is available for your clarification. He's a design professional, right?
That large. It's a large position.
Mm-hmm. We're a professional submitted to you.
There was a bump in over right there. Appointed, but because all three of them have some good land use background. Site is the one that's more government background, not so much land use oriented, and probably the one that I would need to discuss the dates with about land use the most, but he is at the top of my list. Because I think his vision of what the role of the planning commission is seems to dive more into the reality of what the planning commission does. So I would have James Knight at the top of the list. And I think the other two are very close to me, so I'm looking forward to being directed in the direction. Okay. Member Thomas.
I really hope all three of them stay in different positions in the city. I think they have very unique capacities, and I think that just the commitment to serve in their spare time, and especially when you get to know their background and how many years they've invested in building this career, that they're very kind to come and talk about the profile to us. I really like Charles Montevideo. I think he's very sincere. I think he has a wealth of knowledge of many issues, and I like his answer in multiple occasions. First answer is with him, with Councilman of the family, didn't really appreciate it. He seems a little long, but I really liked his answer in many occasions, not just mine. So that would be my first choice. My second choice would be Tim. Well, I should say he's a gentleman person, an architect, but I think he's missing a little bit of knowledge in other subjects in general. I think they're all great candidates. I hope they all stay within the city. That's my first kind of Charles.
Thank you very much. Member Garciano.
I really appreciated Charles' openness, and I think for an at-large seat, this is the kind of person that you need to be able to think outside the box, to offer concrete ideas that are different. Obviously, I've known Jim Fine for a long time. He's the general manager and served in other roles while I was in the Street Water Authority. And I really thought his responses, particularly as he was discussing the market, just really projected his perspective as clearly somebody with a lot of experience and a great trajectory. But for the at-large seat, I'm only interested in supporting Charles. I liked how broad his view was. I like the energy he might bring to discussion with other professionals that may be very by the book, very focused. But since he's applying for the MRC, I'm very interested in seeing someone like him join the planning commission and offer ideas and be bold about them. He was not apologetic about 15%, even though that may have caused alarm for any developer in the room. And also, I appreciated that, for example, he did not have a discussion that was anti-ADU, which was one of the few mechanisms we have for affordable housing options. They're not always affordable, but so in that context, my support will be for Charles.
Thank you very much. Again, I want to thank the City Council for coming in. I want to thank everybody who's come here to be able to do that. And just one last time, we don't have any more speakers or anybody would like to say anything?
No additional speakers.
Okay, great, great. I believe that all three candidates were very, very qualified and could definitely do the job. And it's really neat to see because it shows you that how we have great people who would like to be able to serve and make things happen. I'm somebody who has always sort of worked their way up and had to battle in the trenches and everything. And I think since this is an at-large position, I think the Mr. Santolimo really demonstrated that. I think he really seems to want to roll up his sleeves and be very, very good at working together on both sides of the city and making sure that we can move things forward. And I think that has enough consensus to for me to make the motion. So I will make the motion to appoint Charles Santolimo as an appointment. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
With a second from Member Preciado. Member, Madam Clerk, if you could please read the text and then we'll do the vote.
This is an appointment to fill the vacancy for the at-large seating on the Planning Commission with Mr. Charles Sanfilippo. And I'll do a roll call vote. Councilmember Chavez?
Yes.
Councilmember Gonzalez, sorry, Deputy Mayor Gonzalez?
Alfonso.
Yes. Councilmember Moreno?
Yes.
Councilmember Preciado?
Yes.
And Mayor McCann.
Aye. So, Member Charles Sanfilippo gets a unanimous vote to be the next appointee to be for Planning Commission. So then, Madam Clerk, if you could go ahead and tomorrow make sure you communicate that. I know this is a public meeting, but it would be nice to be able to allow the city clerk to be able to give the news to Mr. Sanfilippo and the other candidates. With that, we will then go ahead and adjourn to the next council meeting on September 10th at 5 p.m. in our city council. Thank you very much.